Many fast food companies have tried to soften their unhealthy image during recent years by adding salads or fruit to the menu, but have they done enough? 11 big fast food companies were assessed in a recent study on their commitment to nutrition and health policies. All of them failed. The industry says it's trying to improve. Lexi Metherill reports.
Customers at this major fast food outlet know most of the menu items are junk, but say it's their choice to eat there.
I think it's up to the person to make the choice himself. I think they should always have the information on display for the calories and stuff like that, but it's up to the individual person where they want to eat.
It's good that they're there. It's not the healthiest option, but like it's affordable and people kind of need that in some kind of ways. So
Australia's got a big obesity and diabetes problem. Do you think that fast food chains have a responsibility to help people make healthy choices?
They do. Or closing down.
Thank you.
Well, that's unlikely, but something does need to be done to address Australia's growing waistlines, with children now more likely to be overweight or obese than their parents. Associate Professor Gary Sachs is from the Global Obesity Centre at Deakin University.
The average Australian household now spends almost 32% of its food budget on takeaway and eating out. And so that's why it's so important that we really need to look at how can we make eating out a little bit healthier.
He's put 11 of the biggest fast food chains under the microscope for the first time, ranking them on their commitment to obesity prevention and nutrition. All have failed. Subway is the best of a bad lot. The worst is Domino's Pizza. Most chains did not even fully engage with the researchers. Only Nando's and Subway provided internal information and feedback. Professor Sachs says publicly available information was used to rank the rest.
The scores of the companies were really low. The highest score was just 48 out of 100, and the average was just 27 out of 100, showing that none of the fast food companies are getting a passing grade in this area.
Industry insists it's trying. Dr. Geoffrey Annison is from the Australian Food and Grocery Council.
We're looking for ways that we can improve our menu items. We're looking at ways we can better inform consumers about appropriate choices. So it's not as if anybody is suggesting we rest on our laurels, but it is a never-ending journey to try and make sure we keep up with advances in nutritional science and meet the needs of consumers and the community in general.
Professor Sachs says fast food outlets need to price healthy options at the same or lower price as unhealthy options. He says kilojoule content and portion sizes should be reduced, and water and side salads should be the default option in meal deals, rather than soft drinks and fries, particularly in kids' meals. The Heart Foundation agrees. Julianne Mitchell is the Foundation's Director of Prevention.
We need to create healthier food environments where the healthy choice becomes the easy choice.
That's Julianne Mitchell from the Heart Foundation, ending that report from Lexi Metherill.